Hi, this is Ilka Cassidy with Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to the special bonus episode of the Passive House podcast recorded at Building Energy Boston 24. And a big thank you to New Energy Works for their support of the series. We're here at Building Energy Boston, and I'm really, really excited about this conference, and it's about to start. It's the night before, and I'm actually here with Florence McGregor. She is the Executive Director of Northeast Sustainable Energy Association. Hi, Florence.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, about myself. Well, I've been working at NESE for over 8 years. I've been the executive director for about a year and a half, and I live in Western Massachusetts. I'm very interested in all the energy that's coming around decarbonization within the state of Massachusetts, but also more generally across the region. And it's really exciting to see all of the people who are so passionate about making positive change. We were just downstairs at our community happy hour, which kind of kicks off the night before the conference. And it kind of feels like a family reunion or a wedding rather than a professional work conference, because so many folks are just happy to be here, excited to see folks that they know that they only see once a year at this event, or happy to meet new people. But we're all here under that same sustainable building umbrella, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. I was here actually the first time last year, and I made sure to come back this year because it was awesome. And I'm really, really excited about the conference. But first, can you tell us a little bit more about NESE in general?
Sure. So NESE stands for the Northeast Sustainable Energy Association, which is quite a mouthful. So you can understand why we usually say NESE. And NESE is 49 years old. We'll turn 50 next year, although I have not worked for NESE for all of that time. And our mission is, you know, as a nonprofit, we have an official mission statement, but the heart of it is that NESE advances sustainable building practices by cultivating community. And so the event we're just at, Building Community, the next 2 days of accredited sessions and community events and the vibrant trade show floor, that will all build community. And something that's great about NESE is that as a nonprofit, we're kind of certification agnostic, and we don't necessarily subscribe to any one particular idea. Instead, we bring people together who are experts to teach each other, to push each other, to try to find what's next, what's new, which is really cool, to be so interdisciplinary, to be able to have folks who are coming from so many different professional backgrounds, but all who have a stake in that. How can we make buildings more sustainable? And it's more important now than maybe ever before. But in the history of NESE, we started in the 70s as the New England Solar Association. And look how far we've come. We're no longer preaching to let people know that, hey, New England, solar energy is a good idea. Instead, we're working in 10 states in the Northeast to look at all aspects of sustainability.
Awesome. And yearly, you put on a conference, Building Energy Boston, and also Building Energy New York, correct? Can you talk about these conferences a little bit?
Yes. So Building Energy Boston, where we're here this week, is considered NESE's flagship event. There's been some version of an annual conference for NESE since the 70s. The name has changed, the location has changed, but the idea of a spring conference to get together an interdisciplinary group of professionals, that has not changed. And it's three, as I said before, it's 2.5 days, maybe, if we count tonight as the first night, of sessions, sponsored sessions, accredited sessions. It's all community driven, and the trade show is really vibrant and sold out, and there's lots of chance to learn about the newest method and materials down there. There is, as you know, we are sold out this year, so there's a lot of interest in being a part of this event, and we're very humbled and very grateful to be sold out, and it's very, very hard to turn away people who want to learn, but at some point, there's a cap, right? And so we have to say no to some people. I'm so glad both of you are able to get in.
Yeah, definitely. And congratulations to having it sold out. That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about the theme of the conference this year.
Okay. This year's theme is climate resilience, which is, on one hand, it seemed like an obvious theme to have, but in some ways not so obvious. So 8.5 years ago, when I started at NESE, our official mission statement, our official vision statement, did not specifically reference climate change. We have to think back that a decade ago, when that was being written, there was still some question or some like political bent to the idea of climate change, whereas now we know it's undeniable that in the Northeast region, we've been experiencing firsthand extreme climate. So whether it's the, you know, the smoke from the wildfires in Quebec last year that affected our region greatly, or the catastrophic flooding across the region, particularly in Vermont last year, we're dealing with climate change now. It's no longer some hypothetical academic future. It's something that people in our community, people who make buildings, developers, vendors, architects, builders, engineers, etc., it's something that we deal with daily, where we are now. And so for us, it was really important to recognize that and to name it, and not to say that we're not hoping for a better future or we don't think that we can still build really well, but to just acknowledge this is a reality of where we are and to move forward from there. And as I said, it's a big change from where we were as an organization when I first started, where we were maybe talking about energy efficiency, but not officially saying what it was tied to.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really, really good topic because you can look at it from so many different ways. And that's what I'm really excited about, seeing even the lineup of all the sessions this year. Which sessions are you really looking forward to? What are you excited about?
I think the political answer would be for me to tell you, it depends on what you do professionally, that there's a little something for everyone.
Yeah.
But for me personally, there's a couple of things I can call out, and probably the longer I sat here, the more I would think of. But I think tomorrow morning's opening keynote, which is about what we do in your project floods, because it's just an acknowledgement that at some point, whether it's a flood or some other extreme weather event, everyone's project is going to be dealing with these extreme events. And I think that the team that's presenting is really cool because they were a bit ahead of the curve when in 2011, I believe that's the right year, when Vermont experienced Hurricane Sandy flooding, that's when they already had their test case. They already learned from a flood. They already built back a campus to withstand floods. And then last summer, when Vermont experienced flooding again, they were able to say, look, what we built, it worked. And the building that we made and the site work that we did, it really worked. So I think that there's a lot of lessons learned there. I'm also very excited about some of the single family content that we have this year, because as somebody that lives in New England, I know there's a lot of existing single family buildings that we need to fix. We can't build everything new. So there's a few sessions, including the pretty good retrofit session. Maybe not perfect, but pretty good. Like, we can make some improvements. And there's also a discussion session that will follow up on last year's keynote, which was why we stopped doing deep energy retrofits, which was very controversial at the time. And so now we have one of the original speakers of that session meeting with someone who has a different point of view, but kind of giving them the floor to say where their philosophies align, where they're different. And then the last thing I really want to talk about is our diversity caucus, which is going to be Wednesday at 12:30. And the diversity caucus is now in its fifth year, I believe, in Building Energy Boston. And that is a community-driven event where we have a group of volunteer members who say, this is a space for those of you who have been traditionally underrepresented in the building industries, whether you're LGBTQIA, whether you're a person of color, if you identify as a woman, if you're trans, if you live with a disability, etc. Like, if you're someone who traditionally has looked around the room and you don't feel represented, this is a place to get together with other folks who feel that same way and build community and come up with ideas to make recommendations for NESE for what we could do better. Also, it's just really fun. Mm-hmm. And the folks who put it on make an effort to make sure that it is, while it's important reasons why that group would be gathered, it is not a somber event. It's a fun event that really feels like this is the place I want to be. I'm making friends. They always take time to make a good playlist. So I'm really looking forward to that on Wednesday.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to all of those sessions as well. I'm actually going to interview some of the people that you mentioned, so I'm really excited about that. Thank you so much for your time talking to us and, you know, telling us a little bit more about NESE and this wonderful conference, and I hope it's going to be sold out again next year. Now I actually really want to thank New Energy Works for making this special episodes series possible, because they're our sponsors. And I'm here with Brian Blyer. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Awesome. So can you introduce yourself as well?
Yeah, so I'm Brian with Brian Blyer with New Energy Works. Started as one of the timber frame project engineers. I was the one who got to work through a lot of our high performance enclosure work when it was just sort of an add-on to our timber frame projects. Right around then was when I first started joining the NESI conferences. And since then have, I guess, left the timber frame side of the business and gone full-time enclosure work.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that you've been around for quite a while coming to the NESI.
I was doing the math on the way here. I think I'm approaching 10 years attending the NESI conferences.
Nice.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, so it's very appropriate for New Energy Works to sponsor this.
Absolutely.
Nice. So can you tell us a little bit more about what New Energy Works does?
Yeah, so we do really, if it's wood-based and construction-related, we are involved one way or another. And so we started as a timber frame company in the early or the mid to late 80s, got into sort of panelizing enclosure work to sort of enclose those timber frames as efficiently as possible in the early 90s. We do fine woodworking, which includes cabinetry, stairs, doors, things of that nature. We do architectural design, and then also our sister company, Pioneer Millworks, does reclaimed and sustainably sourced wood products, so flooring, siding, paneling, things of that nature.
So it sounds like New Energy Works fits right in with the conference theme of climate resilience, correct?
Yes, 100%. We have always, like I said, anything wood-based construction, we lean pretty heavily into wood fiber. Right around 8 years or so ago, transitioning from some of the other materials. You know, a lot of people talk about the sustainability side of it, but there's a lot of just performance features that I don't think are included in the narrative as much. And so that's one thing about this conference is it does a really good job at sort of covering all of those bases.
So which sessions are you really excited about coming up?
There are so many that look really interesting. I tend to follow the more single family residential. Any of the technical ones are really where you'll find me.
Awesome. Anything else you would like to share?
I think the only other thing that really, you know, one of the most exciting parts of this for me is just the people. As Flo was saying, you know, not only the vendors, but the other attendees, it's a phenomenal opportunity to get together with like-minded individuals and really you feel like you start to forge friendships. And so it is, it's great to see them here and be able to spend the time together and hang out and talk the same language.
And see them again next year.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
And thanks again for sponsoring this.
You got it.